Go to Michael the Coyote. Coyote, I'm pleased to have the opportunity to discuss the issue of the side-by-side housing within the defective concrete blocks remediation scheme, particularly in light of where we now stand. With the legislation having been progressed, we had amendments towards the end of last year. We had regulations in relation to the increase from 420,000 euro to 462, and of course the extension of time to 130 weeks. But lo and behold, no regulations to deal with the side-by-side buildings. What's side-by-side? It's not simply an optional extra, it's an essential support for many families, particularly for those who have a person with a disability and requires specialised equipment within the home. For these householders, the prospect of vacating their home during demolition and reconstruction is not just viable. It's necessary to allow them to live in their homes, the defective homes, build a new home side by side, and then transfer the necessary equipment into the new homes, because those people couldn't go down the town and find a house where this equipment could be provided. And the current scheme, and it's crucial that the scheme is inclusive and reflects the full spectrum of disability, not just necessarily physical disability. This includes not only physical and intellectual disabilities, but also neurodivergent conditions such as ADHD, which can significantly impact a person's ability to cope with disruption, displacement and changes to their environment. For that reason, there must be sufficient flexibility within the regulations that will underpin it. A narrow or overly rigid approach risks excluding families who genuinely need this option, and that cannot be allowed to happen. And I would warn those and the Minister who's with us here tonight to ensure to speak with those officials while it's due out in a matter of days. Let there be flexibility. It must be practical, it must be compassionate and grounded in the lived realities of those is intended to support. This is now a matter of urgency. This should have been done months ago. A number of families are currently unable to move forward due to the ongoing delays. They remain in limbo, facing continued stress, uncertainty, disruption to their daily lives, and, of course, without mentioning the psychological effects of all of this for the families. I wish to acknowledge the ongoing commitment of my local authority, Donegal County Council, and the crucial role that they play in the defective concrete blocks remediation scheme. What's required now, Minister, is delivery. The signing off of the regulations must be finalised without delay, and the legislation must be found off so the families can finally move forward with certainty, security and dignity.